listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound, join the official Browns fan club. The Browns Backers, join now and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, Browns Backer watch parties, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here with you in the Dog Bowl and Berea. We've got Dave in Zor on the line. Dave, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it,
you
man.
You got it. How are you?
Oh, good. I was just I'm sort of excited about them having Brian Hartline in. I hope they do sign him. I think it would just make it that much sweeter if we do succeed with some Buckeyes on the team, so Ohio guys like Greco and Whitner. I just think, and Hartline did have a pretty good year last year.
That was my question to you, Dave, is how much of it, him being a Buckeye, really comes into play? And obviously you made it very, very apparent that that weighs into it. The one thing is, as much as I'd love to have this roster full of Buckeyes, exceeding expectations here in Cleveland with the Browns, sometimes if it's just not right, I feel it doesn't matter where they're from. It's all about what they can do for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, sure, sure. But it would just be a little bonus, I think.
It would be a little bit of a bonus. I'm concerned with, can he play? Hartline, 6'2", 195 out of the Ohio State University. Had 74 catches, 1,083 yards, and one touchdown in 2012. Backed that up with 76, 1,016 yards, and four scores in 2013. Interesting for a guy of his size, more of a speed guy, 14.2 yards per catch for his career. Not really a touchdown maker. He's never had more than four in a season.
No.
Really only been a featured receiver, though, I would say, two of the last 3 years. Last year kind of lost a lot of his looks as the season progressed to Jarvis Landry, the rookie out of Louisiana
State. Right. What I love about him is he moves the sticks. That's the great thing about him. Yes, he does not score touchdowns, so he's not going to be that big target down in the red zone, or he's not going to essentially run by you on those nine routes, and I think we'll go out and get that guy. But the great thing about him is I think he's a good route runner, and I think what's also cool about him is he can play the one or two based on who's up, who's down, or who's injured, because he's lined up all over the place. We've got that lockdown in Hawkins at the slot, and I think it'd be a great signing. And as I told you, understanding that he was in the building, I kind of feel about him even a little bit more so, like a step up from the way McCown is styling. I don't absolutely love it like it's a home run, but I think it'd be a solid choice for us as long as the money's right. To get value out of him, after a down year, to see him come here and have a solid year in Cleveland as a Buckeye would be very cool.
And he was a solid deep threat in 2013, last year, that he was really kind of a featured guy. 14 deep targets, caught six of them for 170 yards and two touchdowns, and that placed him 14th in the league with a 43% deep ball catch rate on passes of 20 or more yards in the air. Let's go into now. We'll get Troy in Glen Willow. Troy, welcome to the show.
All right, guys. Hey, with the McNown acquisition, I kind of just think that, he and Hoyer are about the same player. I think, though, that McCown might be a little bit bigger. He's got a stronger arm. And, with that acquisition, I think, man, seven, eight wins again, but along with that, second round, pick or third round pick of a Bryce Petty or a Hundley, somebody like that, maybe they can kind of ease him in there. I don't think, this guy here is going to win us 9 or 10 games, but they can keep us at 7 or 8 wins, and I know that's sad to even say, but it looks like that's the way they're going. And if they do go that way, though, here's the main thing. You can't keep breaking the thing up. You got to stick with Patton. You got to stick with the general manager, and you got to stick with who you're with. If you're going to do it this way, keep it this way for at least 3 to 5 years. You can't keep switching it up. That's the only thing I think that's going to, really upset me if they, rock the boat like that. Now, if you're going to go with it, fine, but stay with everybody you got,
I think that you're right. You need to have some continuity in the leadership positions, and I think it seems that the Browns will have that for the near future. McCown, as we talked about yesterday, similar in skill set to Hoyer, bigger, a little bit more mobile, stronger arm guy who, seems to be very much into the mentor role as well. He's not the answer, and I think that the caller makes a good point. I would not be surprised to see if you have, this team come in with Johnny Manziel, who, again, it's in my mind, it's foolish to write him off at this point. and then maybe add somebody like a Bryce Petty, maybe a Brett Hundley, a Garrett Grayson, or if there's a sleeper quarterback that the Browns are particularly high on, that they go ahead and give him a look later in the draft.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. And I think, as you said, the best path for success, because we have taken Johnny Manziel and we saw enough in him to select him in the first round, that him figuring it out and being what a lot of people thought he could be in the National Football League is the best, easiest path. And also, too, like we've said time and time again, we're not paying him a lot of money. We don't have a lot of money tied up in him to allow him the time to progress. So bringing in a McCown, bringing another young player with Connor Shaw still under contract would be great for this organization, because you have youth and time to develop that. And I think McCown can win football games. As we said, we'll hear later, you know, in his telephone conference recording, he talks about winning. He talks about coming here and seeing a huge upside in this organization.
He's a guy that's coming here, expects to start right away. Let's go to Tom in Atlanta now. Tom, welcome to CBD.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
You got it, man.
Hey, everybody seems to be missing the whole point here. I mean, the whole reason they didn't sign Brian Hoyer is because if you do that, you're basically conceding the fact that he's your starting quarterback. And,
absolutely.
And you're doing that. And if you do that, you mean you're going to have to pay the guy starting quarterback money, and they don't want to do that. I mean, you're basically bringing in a guy who can try to help Manziel, see what you got in him. And I won't be surprised come draft time if Mariota does fall to, like, 7, when he's sitting there with the Jets, they might want to make a play for him. I mean, I think it's no secret that Farmer likes Mariota. So I won't be surprised if they did make a play for him. I wouldn't want them to. But the other wrinkle is, too, is if the Eagles really want him that bad. I mean, if they got to move up that far, they might have to make a deal with us just to get to where they can make another move to push up even farther to get him. So
I certainly do think they are going to be interested, and I think that they will try to make a move for Marcus Mariota. I think that that is something you can not necessarily count on, but I think that that is something very, very likely to happen.
And I just want to throw this out based kind of around, as he said, Brian Hoyer resigning with the Cleveland Browns would want starter money and essentially to feel like he's the next 3 to 5 year fix at quarterback in Cleveland. Is it safe to say, Nathan, that the money the Cleveland Browns, or the money that Brian Hoyer would want from the Cleveland Browns to be paid as a starter, could probably accumulate what we would have to give McCown, Johnny Manziel, Connor Shaw, and maybe even another young rookie quarterback, all balled together would probably be the equivalent money that we'd have to pay one player in Brian Hoyer to be the starter, be the guy here?
It certainly is very possible, and that's, I think, part of the economics. It's about flexibility. It's about a guy that's willing to kind of – he's coming here expecting to start. Don't get him wrong, and you'll hear that from Josh McCown later today. That's what he expects to do, but he's a guy that isn't going to – it's not going to be a stink if he ends up not starting. He's fine going to the bench and having, you know, somebody step up and be the guy who actually, you know, helps to mentor them. And I think it's about flexibility. I think it's about – the situation didn't seem great for anybody. I think Brian Hoyer is going to benefit from going to another market, not having to deal with whatever was going on as it relates to him here. I think it was really about flexibility. Daryl Reuter wrote about it and talked about it. I thought his article was fairly on point with that. And we talked about it yesterday on the show quite a bit, that it is about bringing in somebody who is happy to be who can start at a competent level. He showed that certainly in Chicago, and come in and be a mentor to these other guys, help the room. It's about what he can do on the field as well as off the field to help the Cleveland Browns going forward. Charles in Canton, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how we doing today, guys?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I just wanted to basically say that if McCown and Hartline are like our two top free agent acquisitions, we're going to be really hurting this year. Just looking at the schedule on paper, I mean, obviously you got to play the game, but on paper, we're looking at 2 wins. And if Johnny's going to be starting, then, I mean, that's his rookie year, and, you know, we're going to have to figure out what he is, and he's going to be a rookie, basically, and we're not really going to get anywhere. So we're looking at a high draft pick next year.
I mean, I think it's just premature to say we're looking at 2 wins. I think that, you know, Brian Hartline could come in and play that kind of Miles Austin role as your number two. He's not necessarily the same kind of chain mover as Miles Austin, but he's a guy younger, more speed, can at least get a little bit vertical. And perhaps we'll find out from Flip, the Browns offensive coordinator, what he thinks about, you know, what he's looking for in the wide receivers in his offense. What are you looking for out of your X? What are you looking for out of your Z? What do you want from those guys in your offense? So we can hopefully get those kind of answers from him today, and that'll maybe give a better indication of what types of players the Browns would be looking for.
Absolutely, and I think what we also have to understand is Brian Hartline is here in Cleveland right now. you know, he may leave and take three other visits and sign somewhere else and or cycle back and come back to Cleveland, you know, and negotiate a contract here. But also, too, is the real free agency hasn't even opened yet. So the Cleveland Browns are kind of getting a discount to have all these guys not hit the open market and try to secure them prior to free agency opening on March 10th, which is when the big money really starts to roll. And you see a lot of these franchises spending a significant amount of money. So I wouldn't write off, you know, a free agency aspect, because we signed Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby after in that free agency window in March 10th. So it's, you know, wait and see. I think we're going to add value strategically, as we've said all year with Dansby and Whitner. We added, you know, veterans who gave an immediate impact, who were talking play like a Brown and then backed it up on the football field. We're going to go seek out those same guys. They might not be the best, the most sexy names that are out there, but they're going to be contributors, and they're going to fit into the mold that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine are trying to create here.
That is exactly right. Play like a Brown. That's what it's all about, getting the guys that can do that on and off the field. When we come back, we're going to hear from the newest quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Josh McCown. Had a conference call with the media yesterday. We will bring you that call in its entirety when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.